welcome some friends into the morning show studio right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 9 is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Have a great day. It is 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration releasing more than 250,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but still nothing new on Jeffrey Epstein, says ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Now, the DOJ's request to release the Epstein grand jury testimony is still making its way through the courts, a process that could take months. Meanwhile, we've learned that this request will go before a federal judge who sparked fierce backlash from Republicans back in February when he limited DOJ's access to sensitive Treasury Department records.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he is interested in hearing himself from former Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, the only person besides Epstein ever charged with sex trafficking in the case. Hazy, hot, humid conditions from St. Louis down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Feels like temperatures could be as high as 112 degrees today. By tomorrow, Chicago could see the hottest weather it's seen all year long. This is ABC News. The sheriff of Jacksonville, Florida, says his deputies did nothing wrong following the release of a video that shows a black driver being beaten during a traffic stop back in February. The driver recorded the video on his own, and so did the officers, says Sheriff T.K. Waters.
Even though the administrative review has yet to be completed, we are releasing the body-worn camera footage today.
The officers are on administrative leave while it is investigated. Greece is enduring its third heat wave of the summer. Outdoor work has been paused, and tourists are seeking shade and air conditioning if they can find it to escape 100-degree temperatures or more. 18-year-old Matthew Enos, a tourist from New Orleans, says he's used to the heat, but not like this.
It's been a little tough so far, but in the heat, not the greatest feeling ever. I didn't really plan for this, didn't really know there was a heat wave happening, so I've just been adapting by drinking lots and lots of water.
99 degrees right now in Athens. By Thursday, it could 104 degrees. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Warm and humid today, a high in the mid to upper 80s with southeast winds 7 to 16 miles per hour at times. Tonight, warm and sticky, a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a low of 74. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers early, partly cloudy, hot and very humid. Heat indices, which could reach 100 to 105 in the afternoon tomorrow, and a high of 94. Scattered showers likely Thursday and 87 degrees.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Mark your calendars. It's the annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Cylinder Club Tractor Show, happening August 2nd and 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. near Boscobel. See classic tractors, trucks, and implements, plus live field demonstrations of corn, old-time equipment, and more. Bring the entire family for food, flea market finds, and kids' activities. Admission is free at 17804 Prairie Du Bay Road, just off Highway 133. For more information, 485-1623.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show get together today from WRCO during the first half, we're going to talk about veterans and their benefits and services provided in the area. And joining us, Karen Nock, Veterans Service Officer, and Hugo Santiago, Veterans Benefit Specialist. Good to have them back in the studio today. Karen, congratulations. I understand you've just passed 10 years in this position. Is that true?
Yes, 10-year anniversary working for the county and working with our wonderful local veterans.
Yeah, does it seem like it's been that long?
No, it does not. It does not. I still get a chance to meet new people on a regular basis, you know, which is pretty amazing.
Hugo, how long have you been in this position?
Well, yesterday was my 3-year anniversary.
3 years, wow. So, in fact, I think we had you on here on the morning show, and you had just taken over that spot.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So you're a veteran of the morning show now, too. Well, good to have you both in here. Karen, I know you're always encouraging veterans to make that yearly visit, aren't you?
Yeah. There's so many changes all the time. Changes to the VA system, to the healthcare system, to income limits, levels, new things that they're adding to presumptive lists, especially now with Iraq and Afghanistan wars that are still coming out, that we just ask people to stop in and just see what's new.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe we would be surprised at all of the avenues you can send them to, right?
Oh, correct. Yeah. It's there's no way to know everything in this job, but I still have veterans that come in and educate me on things, you know. It's very important to try to keep current and stay up to date on all the different avenues.
Hugo, is some things that are relevant to Richland County that might be to other counties, or is it pretty much the same everywhere?
It's pretty much the same, but, you know, we, like she's mentioned, we encourage everybody to keep on coming on, at least on an annual basis, because things change. And you could have been here last year, and during that year, things have changed, and it does apply to you. So That's what we do, encourage people to come over.
Mm-hmm. Are there more programs benefiting veterans? I mean, does that change every year?
Well, there's programs that continue on, and, you know, and both state and national, they're being pushing to add additional benefits, whether it's for the veteran or their dependents. So it's not just the veteran, you know, because their families also, you know, can also benefit from the veteran's situation. So
is it kids and grandkids that can benefit?
Mainly, no. That's...
Is that a kind of a tricky question?
Well, it's a gray area. Oh. I'll put it like that. It's a gray area because there's been times that veterans end up being the not the custodian of their grandchildren. So,
oh, sure. I never thought about that. There's a common commercial that's on TV all the time, and it's for an insurance agency for veterans, and they always mention your kids and your grandkids are eligible.
Yeah, that is correct. As long as a family member was part of the military, they are capable to sign up.
You guys are going to be out and about at the county fair, is that correct?
Oh, yes. We're always looking forward to it because that's when we actually, you know, we are more exposed to the general public. So, yes, we always enjoy the fair.
You probably see people face to face coming by that may not necessarily always think about coming into your office, right?
Actually, we have been able to actually bring people in because of the fair, that just by having a five-minute talk with us at the fair, they realized that they didn't know that they could apply for them benefits. So that exposure is always good for our office.
Where are you generally located at the fairgrounds?
Close to the grandstand.
Okay. So people can look you up there, and that time is coming pretty quickly, too.
Oh, yes.
Karen, now let's talk about the 2025 benefits books.
So they're federal books. They're not state benefits. They're the federal. And they basically talk about everything from A to Z. They give descriptions on life insurance policies, health care, talks about CHAMP VA, which is a separate for a dependent. It talks about service-connected disabilities, presumptives. They don't update the books every year, and they just happen to this year. And so we jumped on them, and I got 100 of them in my office. So anybody that has any questions or just wants a really thorough overview to read, to reference, we have them in the office, and they can stop by and pick one up.
Do you think a lot has changed since the last time you had a book?
Was it 22?
Some of the presumptives.
2022 was the last book, and then yes, in the last 3 years, there have been additional presumptives added. The VA life insurance policy that they came out with not too long ago, it also talks about the service, the disabled life insurance policy. But yeah, they've definitely improved a lot of the existing policies, implemented new ones, and updated the presumptives list.
Is there any talk about cuts to veterans' benefits or anything like that that's been going on this year?
No. There has not been any cuts. There has been additional funding that has been added. I've kind of heard rumors and rumblings about the number of employees at each hospital. I'm not exactly sure where that is going yet. And the VA regional office, they're moving people around and combining some offices and dividing others and taking job descriptions kind of and moving them around. So they're going through their own adjustment period. But not really. I haven't heard any cuts.
And that's good. And additional funding is also good too, isn't it? Perfect.
Yes.
We've talked on the program in the past, Hugo, about cemeteries. Any updates there as far as getting veterans' names on the stones?
Well, it's not right now. It's not the problem of getting the names on the stones. The main problem that we are facing is that there were changes in the form that the county used to provide to those cemeteries, which was already populated. Now, you know, cemeteries are calling us, hey, we need the name. And we are just letting them know that, you know, you just go ahead, go to DavidBrentThompsons.com. He has a list of all the veterans that are located in each cemetery. And actually, we do a back and forth cooperation between Dave and our office to make sure that all names are there. So all the cemeteries, all they got to do is just go in there, do a copy, and paste it into a new blank sheet and turn it in so they can get their allocation for the year.
I see. That's pretty important to do. And then are there opportunities maybe where they don't know that the veteran's actually buried in that cemetery? Or how does that
happen? Yes, there has been. And actually, our office, we worked for almost 3 years to make sure that that list of every cemetery here in Richland County is up to date. There was a lot of names that were added in the process. And there were names that were already in the website, but they were not identified as veterans. So we also had those names updated. So yeah, it was, like I said, almost a 3 year corroboration, and then we got it done. I mean, to the best of our abilities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I know you were in here a couple of times. We were talking last time you were here about headstones, Karen.
Yep.
And how did that project turn out?
It's still ongoing. We're actually just placed our second order for 10 more headstones for veterans. There's three of them are going to go to the Sextonville Cemetery. One's going to the Richland Center Cemetery. Just different places around the county. But yeah, we just placed our second order for another 10. So it's still ongoing.
That's interesting. People are doing their genealogy and they discover that maybe they had a family member that did serve in one of the wars from years ago. That probably still happens from time to time where they go back and do a little research, isn't it?
More frequent than you'd think. It happens quite often. We get a cemetery that says, hey, so-and-so's niece was here and said that he served in the military. And so we do a deep delve and see if we can find anything to help collaborate that. And then also, you'd be surprised, another reason why David Brent Thompson's website is so important, because he also will list, this is only a headstone. This veteran is not buried here. This veteran is buried here. And that's kind of one of the reasons why the county decided to not put those names, populate those names in, because they wanted the cemeteries to make sure that the list was accurate by having them put the names in instead, so they can verify and confirm.
So their name could be on the headstone, but their remains are not there.
Correct.
Then. Huh.
That okay. happens.
That does. Wow. So, Dave Thompson's website, that's a good place to go and start. Then,
it really, really is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For veterans to do that. Veterans license plates. Are all veterans qualifying for those, Hugo?
Well, if you're a veteran, yes, you qualify. It's an easy thing. Just come to our office and we identify you as being a veteran, and you go to the DMV, just like the same way that you do for their driver's licenses as well, to identify them as veterans. So it's we basically are the ones who let the DMV know, yes, this individual is a veteran, so he qualifies for a license plate.
Do they get a special rate on the license
plate?
No,
unfortunately, no.
No? Okay. No.
And that's one thing that I wish it was different, because one thing, you know, after 23 years of service, that's one thing I noticed during my time in service, that veteran plates, costs are different from state to state. And it's like, you know, it's... that I feel that that's a benefit that should be provided for all veterans alike, and, you know, and you know, set it, you know, a standard all across the board. But unfortunately, it's not. So.
Uh-huh. That's something maybe to talk to your representatives about, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is correct.
So, what about the identifier on a driver's license too? Is that something special?
No, on the same way. You know, the veteran will come to our office. I mean, even if they go to the DMV, the DMV is going to tell them, no, you got to go to the County Veterans Service Office, and they have to verify that you are indeed a veteran for you to be able to have that identifier in your driver's license.
So it's a special plate that is issued then.
No. Well, the plate is one thing. Mm-hmm. For the ID is a whole different thing. It's like your regular driver's license, but on top of it is going to say veteran. It's in top of the Wisconsin name, mm-hmm. it says veteran.
Okay.
So
the license you carry in your pocket,
correct.
So to speak. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. That's interesting. And we've gone to the new look driver's licenses, too, here in the state, haven't we, Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and in fact, you're holding out one there. That's good. Our listeners can't see that. But so let's talk, too, about VA health care. I know you wanted to touch on that today, Karen.
Yeah. So I hear there we have veterans that come in and they say, well, I'm enrolled in TRICARE. Or, oh, no, my wife has really good health insurance, so I don't need the VA. Well, there's benefits that you can get just from being enrolled. That is one of the best parts about the VA is you can use it as much or as little as you want. So we have veterans that go down there 4 times a month, and we have veterans that go down there once every 2 years for a physical. You can use it as much or as little as you want. But you're... If something were to happen and the veteran were to pass away, there's additional benefits that the family could be eligible for, such as a funeral bill reimbursement, just because that veteran is enrolled, even if they never use the VA, as long as they're enrolled.
Okay.
And so, and plus, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to drive to Madison. I want to stay at my local doctor. Well, we're rural veterans, and so we're eligible for something that's called the community care. And what that does is the VA understands that the distance is going to be a hardship for veterans, and so they allow veterans to see their local doctors, and the VA will pay for it just from being enrolled in VA healthcare. So we ask people, you know, to just even if you don't think you'll ever use it, still it's there in case something happens. What happens when your wife retires, you know? And it's always, you know, sooner the better, obviously. I meet so many veterans that are in their 80s and they'll say, man, I should have done this 50 years ago. And I say, yes, you should have.
Yeah. How does that work? Because I know there are strict rules about, you know, being enrolled in two different insurance, health insurance policies.
No, so the VA is not a health insurance policy. It's health care. So usually Medicare and VA work very well together. And then as far as like other insurance policies, if they have co-pays for like a prescription or something like that, the VA has been pretty good. I have heard very, very few complaints. They work very well with other insurance policies or other work well with insurance policies. That's better.
Does that include vision and dental as well?
So if you're 100% service-connected disabled, then there is dental. Vision, audio, those are included. But Delta Dental offers policies for veterans specifically. They give an additional discount if you're interested in one of their policies.
That's a very good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people just need to check about it. Call your office for more information.
Right? Yeah.
I know a few, maybe a year or so ago, we were on talking about the DAV van. You go, I tell you what, you stay pretty busy with those, don't you?
Yes. Good. As you mentioned, we're rural veterans. And unfortunately, a lot of our veterans don't have the means to be to get to Madison. And they're not enrolled in the community care, so they do have to go to Madison. So that's where the DAV comes into play, and it's a savior in ways because the DAV van provides them with that ride from here to Richland Center to Madison twice a week. So there's a number that they just gotta call us at number 608-280-7019 and set for an appointment. And like I said, it's a blessing.
It's a great thing because they take you right to the front door, too.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about parking and walking.
Nope, front door, and they will wait for you until you're done.
Mm-hmm. So you can probably get your scheduled appointments kind of around those days when the van would show up, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And that's what we always encourage people. And, give them a call. And so that way you can set up your appointment that way. And you know, Madison itself, they are aware of the situations when it comes to our rural veterans. So they do make the space available to fit in our veterans the way it needs to be done.
Are you always looking for volunteers for that?
Yes. There's always, DAV always needs volunteers for driving. Right now we got three individuals working. It's a volunteer work. So it's volunteers are always needed. So we can actually take some of that weight off those three individuals.
Do you use your own vehicles to drive the vans then, Karen? How does that work?
The DAV van is parked outside of City Hall.
So you use the van?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
It's a free ride, and the days that they schedule appointments are Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's when they make their trips. And the only thing that they ask, and you can bring a family member with you. You can bring a second person with you if you wish. But the only thing that they ask is that you be able to get into the van on your own steam. That's the only requirement for the van.
Wonderful. Someone could possibly help you? Like, can a family member go? Or how?
Absolutely.
Does that, okay.
Yep. They'll take a second person. If your wife wants to go with you, your husband wants to go with you, they're more than welcome.
DIC claims. Did you want to tackle that today?
Yes. So I've had family members that have no idea what a DIC claim is. And what DIC stands for is dependent and indemnity compensation. So if you had a veteran exposed, let's say to Agent Orange, he developed health conditions because of that exposure, and he passed away because of one of those health conditions, the spouse is now eligible for DIC. And what you're telling the VA when you apply for that benefit is you're saying, my husband died because of his time in service. And you're eligible for DIC. It's roughly about $1,800 a month for the rest of your life. You will become eligible for a health care policy, and you'll be able to have your property tax recredited to you after the fact. I have met many spouses that were not aware of this benefit. And so we end up applying for it 20 plus years after the fact, when they could have been eligible for it this whole time. So we just want to get that word out to make sure that, you know, if you know that your mom is struggling, or you know that your father passed away from this, she could be eligible for this benefit. And we want to just get the word out about that, because it seems like one of the lesser known benefits that maybe the veteran knew about it, but now that he's passed and the wife just didn't know. So if we can link his medical condition, that the reason why he passed away, to their time in service. I had charming young lady, her husband was exposed to the atomic bomb radiation in World War II, and we were able to, 40 years after the fact, we were able to get her this benefit because she never knew.
Mm. How rewarding is that for you?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that, you know, like in these cases, a couple of the women I knew were really struggling financially, and then all of a sudden we were able to help them out and take care of them for the rest of their lives. It's just truly, it's truly amazing.
Let's say a spouse applies for that, then it isn't retroactive. It doesn't go back to the time of death of the loved one then, does it?
Right.
Okay. So it just takes over when you apply then.
Sooner the better, yep.
Sooner the better to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If people have questions, they can always call you, right?
Absolutely. We're located in the courthouse on the second floor. Our office hours are 8:30 to 4:30. And I'm usually there about 7 in the morning. So if you happen to call early, like before you leave for work, don't be afraid to do that. I'm probably there. And then our phone number is 608-647-6101. We do kind of endorse people to make appointments. And the reason why is if you come in the office and we're already with somebody, then we have to send you out and have you come back at a later time.
That works out well. So it's the yearly checkup here for your visit to the morning show and to get the word out. Anything else you wanted to add today, Hugo?
No. The main thing for us is, you know, veterans out there, please come to our office, even if it's just to say hello. Because like we mentioned, you never know. There might be a benefit out there for you that you were not aware. And, you know, that is one of our main things, is to educate our veterans of what benefits are there for them.
You probably get it from time to time where a veteran is very humble about it and like, well, no, I'm done. I don't need the benefits.
Oh yes, there have been the occasions that we got to pry it out of them, because they don't. And a lot of them, it's because of pride. It's like, I didn't know. It's like, well, I didn't know it's actually costing you money that you should be receiving. So, or help that you will be receiving. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we encourage all veterans to come by our office at least once a year.
They deserve it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Karen, anything else you wanted to add?
There's a new program, semi-new. It's been around for about 18 months now. It's called VJP, Veterans Justice Program. And it's for veterans that are facing criminal charges. There's a department within the VA down in Madison that will actually help those veterans. And answer their questions and represent them, give them advice. And so we just actually not too long ago worked with them to help a veteran out. So it is a something for veterans to just kind of keep in the back of their mind that there is somewhat help. It's not civil. It's not tort cases, but it is anything criminal.
Okay. Any questions, give you a call.
Yes.
Right? Well, appreciate it. Come back and see us again.
All right. Thank you.
It was great to have you. You bet. Karen Nock, Veteran Service Officer for Richland County, and Hugo Santiago, Veterans Benefits Specialist on this portion of the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics wants you to stay sun smart until the sun sets. Peak UV hours are between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the time when it is easiest to suffer sun damage. Make sure you schedule a yearly skin check with your provider and pay close attention to any spots you see that have changed or grown. If necessary, you can have a skin biopsy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics within 1 to 2 weeks of referral. Test results are back within 3 to 5 business days. Remember to wear your sunscreen.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. Celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
On the next part of our morning show, we're here to talk about a free small business clinic coming up in the area on August 14th. And joining us is business consultant Nora Rowan-Schmitz. Good morning, Nora.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Good to have you on the program by the phone today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I know this kind of thing really excites you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you got going on?
It does. You know, as somebody who has worked with small businesses for a pretty significant amount of time now, and, you know, I have a couple of small businesses myself, the opportunity to host these small business clinics, and this is the fourth one that we've had in the region over the last couple of years, is really exciting. And, you know, the reason for that is because these clinics acknowledge the fact that people are busy. You know, we have busier schedules than ever before, and it's more and more difficult to get to all of the different things, education, resources, et cetera, meetings with professionals that you need to do when you have a busy schedule. And so these clinics take care of everything in one place. So it really is a one-stop shop for businesses.
The clinic coming up on August 14th in Viroqua, it looks like this might be one of the widest variety of subjects you've had in one day, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, for the first time, just for listeners that are not aware of this event, we offer a day-long clinic. It's lecture-style sessions, so we've got some classroom-style sessions, and then we also have one-on-one meetings with consultants and experts. So if you have some questions that you don't want to take in front of a larger audience of 40 or 50 people, lecture style, you can meet with folks one-on-one. And so in order to accommodate some of the wide variety of questions that people usually have, we've actually split the lecture style sessions into two separate tracks. So when you look at some of the registration information from the event, you know, let's say you show up in the morning and you're really interested in the cottage lawsuit and baking muffins out of your home that you sell at a farmer's market, for example, you can go to that session. Or if you're somebody who's an established business and maybe you have some questions about taxes, you can go to that session instead. So there really is a large variety from startups to more mature businesses, even folks who are looking at succession planning, honestly.
When we talk about businesses, you know, I'm first of all thinking about brick and mortar, but you're talking about home businesses and a little bit of everything, aren't you?
Right, exactly. I mean, this is a clinic that is fantastic, whether you are just starting up and you have an online business, a home-based business, whether you're farming, whether you are a restaurant owner or somebody who has a food truck, or whether you're, you know, somebody on Main Street in a brick-and-mortar location. So it really does serve everyone.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but farming, you know, is so diversified in many ways. That's a great opportunity for somebody in that line of work, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we are going to have, you know, some of my colleagues at the Universities of Wisconsin from the Food Finance Institute are experts in dealing with USDA grants and loans, different ways to get farm businesses diversified, and they will be there all day meeting with folks one-on-one and also providing some lecture-style sessions.
I like how you termed it, choose your own adventure. I think that right. Kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really is. We understand that people are busy, and so some folks are going to want to stay for the day. We do see quite a bit of that. When we had one of these in Richland Center, we had many folks that were staying for 6 or 7 sessions. But, you know, if you have a busy day or you're taking your kid to baseball or whatever is going on, you can show up for just a couple sessions and then get some contact information and check in with us later. So it really is whatever works for you is just perfect for this event. And that's why these have been so popular.
Is this the first one you've had in the Viroqua area?
This is. So it's the very first one in Viroqua. Our partners for this, the Viroqua Chamber, is helping out a tremendous amount. Vernon County is also really supportive. And then Western Technical College is actually hosting the event at their location and providing support. So it's really a great group of folks helping out.
Even though it's in Viroqua, we're encouraging everybody in our listening area, aren't we?
That's right. I mean, everybody is welcome. You know, as somebody who lives in the area myself, I live right on the Vernon-Richland border, so I know exactly what it's like to just kind of go to different places based on needs. So this is absolutely open to anyone. So anyone in the region, if you're willing to drive, you're more than welcome. And this is a free event.
I know in the past you've helped out a lot of folks. Is it rewarding to see some of those businesses that you've helped, you know, doing well and thriving these days?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. That's a wonderful question. You know, sometimes all that people need is just a little bit more information in order to take things to the next level. And so that's why, you know, whether you just have some general questions or you really need to update your business plan, if you're looking at using AI for some of your marketing or for some different tasks, you know, all of these things are going to be covered. Legal services, just about anything that you could possibly need relating to your business. We've even welcomed one of the folks from the SBA who is going to come and talk about different funding options for business. So there really is something for everyone here.
I know that in the past, we've talked to you about some of the things that you've done, certainly some of those startup businesses. It's not only for people that have been around for a while, for established businesses, but people who have a light bulb moment, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know, if you are thinking about doing something, but you just want more information about how to do things, you know, step by step, or which things are the most important to take care of, this is a great place to get some of that education, particularly as it relates to, you know, forming your business. So many, many folks end up going the LLC route when they start their business, and we're going to have somebody all day long helping folks to form their LLCs. So, you know, that service just in and of itself is really helpful for folks. I remember forming my LLC on my own several years ago for some things that my husband and I do on the farm. And it was a little bit of work, and there were things that I was a little uncertain of. And so I think having somebody there to assist with those things is really valuable.
Yeah, just another set of eyes. Sometimes those things are daunting, aren't they?
Right. Well, it's just different, you know, and dealing with different types of forms and different language and jargon for different things can be really confusing. And so that's why we have some really great people in place to assist through that process and make it make more sense for people.
Our guest is Nora Rowan-Schmidt, a business consultant, talking about the upcoming free enterprise there for area businesses on August 14th in Viroqua. Could you give us some examples of the lecture group sessions that you'll have that day?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, one of the ones that is always very popular is just the basics of small business law. So we're going to have Jeff Glazer from the UW-Madison Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic. He's a professor, really smart guy, wonderful person. He's going to talk about business structures, business law, how to cover contracts, intellectual property, employment law. So all of those things are incredibly relevant, you know, to lots of folks. We are going to have the Center for Technology and Commercialization come. These are other colleagues of mine from the universities of Wisconsin. They're going to be talking about how to grow your business, different ways to find funding, what to do if you're a tech-based entity, because sometimes the rules for tech-based entities or the best practices are a little bit different than for a brick-and-mortar business. We'll have a session on small business taxes. That's always something that's a little bit daunting for folks, like, can I do this on my own? Do I need to get an accountant right away? What are some of the basics? So we're going to have somebody talk about tax obligations and filing procedures and tax credits, like all of that fun stuff. And then we'll have a session on marketing, social media, and e-commerce, and exactly how to do all of those things and different ways that you can do them and, you know, how to do it the most successfully. A session on AI, practical strategies. You know, Phil, I don't know how much AI you guys are using at the station, but it's something that a lot of people are using, whether it's for research or different styles of marketing, even just, you know, day-to-day tasks to make things a little bit easier. So, you know, all of these different sessions are valuable just kind of standing on their own. But if people can take some time and go for the day, it's a really incredible opportunity to meet with all these folks all in one place.
Yeah, we have used a little AI, but I think sometimes that scares people too. It's a good way to kind of learn and see that, you know, it can be applicable, right?
Right. Oh, exactly. And, you know, things are always intimidating until you understand them better. And once you understand them and some of the best practices behind using them to help support the work that you're doing, they can be really incredible tools.
If someone comes in like with a wacky business idea, so let's say like I'm going to start a whoopee cushion factory or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you discourage them or would you know?
Well, Phil, that's not really our place to do those things. I think, you know, the most important thing is when people come in with ideas, taking them through the processes, helping them with their business plan, trying to understand how they'll make money, who their customer is, who they're going to be serving, putting together some financial projections so you can see what the year, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will actually look like for that business. Taking the time to do some of those things really puts people in a position where they're ready to make a decision. So not every great idea becomes a business, but what's important about some of these tools and education is it can also save people from entering into something that's going to be challenging for their families instead of rewarding.
Can people schedule some one-on-one times then, Nora?
Yes, exactly. So if people don't want to do the lecture-style sessions, all of the experts that we've talked about, you know, attorneys, accountants, marketing people, AI, general business, they are all going to be there all day taking one-on-one appointments. And then in addition to that, we talked about the LLC formation lab. There's going to be somebody there helping form LLCs all day. And then we also are going to bring in a professional photographer to do complimentary headshots for businesses, because sometimes just the cost of professional photography services is a barrier for folks. So we will also be offering free headshot photos for folks for their business. And I forgot the other important part. We do feed everybody. So if that's of interest to anyone, you know, we do have a beautiful lunch and we have snacks and coffee and other things throughout the day. So we'll make sure that everybody who's there participating and learning is taken care of.
Sometimes that mingling is a great way to start networking, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because that's such a beautiful part of all of this. I think we've all been in situations before where mingling is a little bit awkward, or it's kind of, you know, just forced or something. And at these clinics, there are so many people that are having shared experiences and they're, you know, having questions about similar things. And so the networking and community just happens very naturally and organically. It's really a beautiful thing to see. And it's great that you mentioned that, too, because the Viroqua Chamber has been kind enough to offer a couple of happy hours in Viroqua after the event. So if people want to continue chatting and go grab some pizza or, you know, a soda or a drink or something, there are going to be two different locations, the Fortney Hotel in Viroqua and Tangled Hickory, where they can meet and just continue the conversation.
Will you have info for the Spanish-speaking business owners?
So we do have a couple of consultants that speak Spanish. One of them is not going to be there that day. I have been taking a bunch of Spanish classes, Phil. So
really?
I am no expert, but if there are some folks that need some assistance who are part of our Spanish-speaking community, we can absolutely accommodate them.
I'm impressed. Good job.
Well, thank you.
So give us the where and the whys. When is it coming up and how can we be a part of it?
Yep. So again, August 14th, sign up as soon as you can. If you do plan on attending, it'll be at Western Technical College in Viroqua. That's right on the main drag. It's 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. In order to register, this is the kind of tricky part. You can Google it, you know, just Google Viroqua Small Business Clinic, which is one of the easiest ways to do it. Otherwise, folks can go to business.wisconsin.edu, and you will be able to find the Small Business Clinics at that website. If you have any difficulties whatsoever, you can always text me your email address, and I will just send you the link. So my cell phone is 608-716-9441. And if you text me your email, I will send you the link so you can register. But you should be able to find it. It's pretty widely available.
Do you put a cap on the number of participants?
So, you know, we do have some rules that we have to abide by in terms of building capacity and other things. So, you know, we have quite a few registered already. I think we have room for 60-ish more. So folks should just keep that in mind as they're registering. If there is something that you're particularly interested in, you know, you need legal services right away, be sure to register for those things as soon as you can.
The key word here is free, isn't it?
Keyword is free. I mean, this is pretty amazing, and these clinics are made possible thanks to grants from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You know, without their partnership and support, these things would not be happening. So it's really, round of applause for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, because this is truly wonderful services for folks who have small businesses.
Well, it's really a great opportunity, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I hope everybody takes advantage of it.
Yeah, everybody in the area, too, you know, again. So very
good.
Absolutely. Anything else you wanted to add, Nora?
I don't think so. I'll just give my phone number one more time just in case. 608-716-9441. Just text me your email address and I will send you the link. You can also find, it's all over social media. Southwest Wisconsin SBDC has several things. There's an event on Facebook. And then you can also go online, business.wisconsin.edu.
From the Office of Business and Entrepreneurship, business consultant Nora Rowan Schmidt. Good to hear from you again, my friend.
Phil, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
You bet. Nora Rowan Schmidt joining us in this portion of the morning show.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred-back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
A big thank you to our guests on today's morning show from WRCO Radio. At this point, a look ahead. We'll have a focus on the Riverdale School District for a time tomorrow. Also talk about some upcoming activities for the Richland Center football team. We're going to be looking ahead at that. And some other events going on this week, community conversation, and we're getting prepared for next week's Walk with Grace radio auction. That's Monday through Friday next weekend. And we'll be getting all of the schedule and some pictures and all kinds of stuff up on our socials here in just a little while. So hopefully in the next day or so, we get all of that up there. And it'll be kind of a work in progress because I'm sure we're going to add some things here and there. And if you'd like to get a auction bidder number, I mean, I know it's early, but some folks like to get that and have it in hand and be ready for whatever treasure awaits next week. But you can do that by calling us here between now and 4 o'clock, 608-647-2111. And don't worry if you don't get it done today. We're going to be taking that, of course, even through the auction, but it's a lot smoother if we already have a lot of the bidder numbers given out. And then you can just call with your number and tell us what item you're bidding on and the amount. And all of the money goes to Grace when we say phones down. So, again, we look forward to that. Coming up next week, we're gearing up for it. Coming up, our news update from ABC right here on WRCO. We hope you have a great Tuesday.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Cool down and power up with the July red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Get the perfect air, high velocity fan to beat the summer heat, and the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0 for your garden. Plus save on grills. Get free assembly and delivery with purchase over $3.99 and stack up on name brand tools and insect control. From indoors to outdoors, Walsh's Ace has it all. And as always, we appreciate your business.
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. At Edward Jones, we apply that consistent approach to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis is a key to long-term growth. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of just enduring. To learn more, call us at 608-647-8889 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he hopes to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell to see if she believes anyone else should be prosecuted in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison sentence, convicted of sex trafficking. The family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. disappointed with the administration for releasing 240,000 pages of records related to MLK's assassination.
King's children strongly opposed the release, saying in a statement, "We asked